Kick the hour off by welcoming North Platte Mayor Brandon Keller, joining us to recap last night's North Platte City Council meeting. Mayor Keller, thanks for taking time for us again.
Well, thanks for having me, and I didn't realize the high was supposed to only be 22 today.
Yeah, that's a bit of a shock after the past couple of days, isn't it?
It was almost 60 yesterday.
Yeah, it was like spring yesterday, and welcome back to winter today. But
well, that's Nebraska. That's why we love it.
It's not going to stick around for too long. Warmer temperatures coming up this weekend. So what have you been doing to enjoy these warmer temperatures, Mayor Keller?
Yard work.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, right around the holidays, it was kind of warm there for a few days, and so I ended up doing some yard work that I hadn't gotten done. I have this great, big, beautiful oak tree in my backyard, and it kindly dispenses leaves from about the beginning of November until around the first of the year, and my neighbors were starting to glare at me for not getting them all raked up, so I did the last raking. I think it was the day after Christmas.
Keeps you busy, doesn't it?
It does, it does.
Mayor Keller, too, I was over at our new park. I think it was Monday. I took my nephew over there, just across the street from the hospital. And have you been since they finished everything yet?
Terry and I went over and looked at it a little bit one day. We were there, and there were quite a few families there. They were having a great time, and so we felt a little out of place to these two older people wandering around looking at the park. It looked a little odd. So we just kind of looked around briefly and walked away and thought, wow, that's a great accomplishment. And there were so many people that worked so hard to make all that happen, not only the folks that actually put it together, but the folks that raised all the money. And I know there were many of the local contractors, local businesses sent their people over, donated their time for several days in many cases to make that happen. Tremendous example of community involvement and what you can accomplish when you get together.
Yeah, and this is a great feather in the cap for North Platte. And this is something, too, that I hope brings a lot of people in off of Interstate 80, brings them to the park, keeps them in the community a little bit. And I think it's great, too, that this is across the street from the hospital. Also, if there's folks that are stuck, cooped up there, gives them an opportunity to get out, especially if they have young ones.
That is true. And we, because I'm in proximity to the hospital on many days, it's not uncommon that we see families with out of area plates there. I think they find it on the Google or something, and then they drive off the interstate, get gas, get food, and then they'll go over there and sit, and the kids run around and play while they eat or something like that. It's almost every day in the summertime you'll see some families over there doing that.
Probably even more now with that new equipment come the next summer.
I would imagine so. It looks like it would be great fun if I were a lot younger and a lot shorter.
It was great fun with me and the nephew, but I got quite the workout in.
Were you stiff and sore the next day?
I wasn't too sore, but my goodness, I got my steps in and did my fair share of playing, that's for sure.
Well, that's good. Did you take Mary with you? Did she run around?
She was at work.
She was at work.
She was at work, yeah. Okay. We had to go because it's getting dark and cold so early that I picked the nephew up at about 3 o'clock when I got off work and we went over. And I got mad at him, though. I walked in the door and the first thing he asked was, "Where's Mary?" And I thought, oh, yeah, I'm the one taking you to the park, but here I am being chopped liver.
You know where you stand.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that nice?
That's right.
Well, Mayor Keller, in the last night's North Platte City Council meeting, a relatively quick one, routine items on the agenda, but one of the hot topics, microTIF on the agenda for the first time.
That's right. We the City Council, approved the first microTIF application last night. It's for a building that's in downtown, and the owners of that building are going to construct 9 apartments in the upper level of that building. It's what I know to be the old Odegaard's building. And it's going to be a great addition to downtown. It'll be 9 housing units. There was a little discussion about parking. Of course, parking hasn't been that big of a deal downtown for many years. If you go down there in the right time at night, it's a little bit of a challenge sometimes right now, which is a great problem to have. I'm excited that we're having those issues. But I don't think it's going to be an issue for those folks. But having a great tool like microTIF in our tool belt for housing improvement is an important thing for our community. And I'm very excited to see somebody using it. Of course, using microTIF, or well, any TIF for that matter, but particularly microTIF, you're sort of betting on the valuation or the tax evaluation improvement as a result of your project. And so at the city, we've had a number of people, I suppose, somewhere around 10 or so, come in and talk to the development department about how microTIF works. And in a few occasions, they've realized that their planned project wouldn't do enough to improve the valuation of their property to make it worth filing for TIF. And so they've decided not to do that. But I think this one is really going to make a big difference. It's going to be a great first example of microTIF in North Platte.
And it's something, too. I think Judy Clark mentioned at a meeting last month, maybe the month before, that there's been numerous people that have come in and talked about microTIF, inquired about microTIF, but it's not worked out for them. But it's good to see this inaugural one that's going to be a win-win. And it's great the people are informed and doing the research on what resources are available for them.
It is, and I think they'll do a tremendous job, and that's why I look forward to seeing it. Hopefully they'll do a ribbon cutting at some point, and we can get a little tour of their properties.
That'd be awesome. And it's even more unique, too, and you realize this was our local senator, a measure that he brought through the unicameral, and he's been involved with the city of North Platte on this a little bit, too, as he came to the council last year and did a presentation and a work session on micro-TIF and always willing to help out with city issues such as the micro-TIF and make them more easily accessible and learn more information from the horse's mouth, so to speak, with Senator Groney.
It is. It's nice when you can have the person who actually sponsored the bill come and speak on its purpose and its goals and things like that right from the horse's mouth, as you said. And it's nice when it's the local senator because, of course, he's willing to do that at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a work session last year, and then, of course, there was discussion when it was passed at the city council. It's always important to make the best decisions with the best information. And so when you can get somebody who wrote the bill and has all the facts right in front of you, what better circumstance to make the best decision?
Mm-hmm. And this is going to bring up another hot topic, which is our housing situation that we currently face. Councilman Lucas talked about it a little bit yesterday here on the program, and Councilman Lucas has been very open about his concerns with housing here in the city of North Platte. And this does address some of that. That's 9 housing units, quality housing units, in the Canteen District that are going to make a difference.
That is, yeah. 9 housing units, it will make a great difference. But when you consider that our housing study a few years ago, I believe it was 3 years ago the housing study was done, I think.
That sounds right.
Maybe a little more than 3, said that we needed north of 300 houses in North Platte. Last year we had, I think, 18 permits, 18 or 20, somewhere in that vicinity. We're not putting much of a dent in it, mm-hmm, under the need. Now, of course, we've got some apartments going up on the area known as District 177, mm-hmm, your former mall. And then, of course, we've had some other apartments out kind of on the west end of town, mm-hmm, 2 different sets of them come online. So the need probably isn't exactly 300 at this point, but it's probably somewhere above 150, if not more.
It's still a need, and we know the housing market hot right now, too, so
exactly.
It's a need.
I think last week there were 40 houses on in market in North Platte, somewhere in that vicinity. A community this size, the realtors will tell you we should have 100 and some on the market at, mm-hmm, any given time. And we've had far less than 100 for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And much of our housing stock is, well, let's just call it old.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been redone.
It needs some work.
It needs some work, or it's 50-plus-year-old houses. And if they've been maintained, that's not a problem. But if they haven't been maintained, you then have to buy a house at a relatively cost premium and, mm-hmm, then turn around and put a lot of money into it, which a lot of people really, just to be honest, can't afford to do.
Sure. After buying a house, putting in another $100,000 or whatever it might be, it's tricky.
Right. So housing is something that our community, we're going to have to get together and really figure out multiple strategies to address it. It's going, mm-hmm, to take multiple efforts on multiple fronts to address this problem. You consider that sustainable beef is going to have 875 or so jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not all of those people are going to come from outside the community and outside the area, but let's just say half of them do. So now we have around 400 places that need, or people that need a place to live, 400 families, theoretically, or at least 400 people. And then if we have, the mall has said that when their operation is completely set up, they'll add around 350 jobs approximately,
wow,
to the community. Now, not many of those will necessarily bring people to town, but they'll be secondary jobs.
Yeah, support, yeah.
Right. And then if you look at according to Ernie Goss's report, in line with sustainable beef, over the years immediately following sustainable beef, there'll be approximately 1,000 jobs created in various industries, various places, mm-hmm, across the community. Now, think about that. That's around 2,500 jobs, just ballparking.
Yeah. And that early predictions, too. There could be more, especially with the development of the rail park.
Exactly, exactly. And many of those people, admittedly, already live here. Or, mm-hmm, however, some people are going to have to come to fill those voids.
Yep.
So we are going to need more than the 150 to 300 homes that the housing study says, based on all the wonderful economic development we have going in our area.
It's a good problem to have, but a problem that needs to be addressed nonetheless.
Right, and I can tell you firsthand from my experience at the hospital and hiring people, if we don't have quality homes for people to move to in our community, they won't come. It doesn't matter what the job is like. They're not going to come and live in an awful house for years.
No.
they're just not going to do it. They don't have to in this world, so they won't.
Yep.
So housing in North Platte is our next big challenge.
Mayor Keller, I'm glad you brought up sustainable beef. State of the State address was made by Governor Ricketts last week. He had a fly around that followed, including a stop in North Platte. I believe it was on Friday. And how cool was it that the governor of the state, in his State of the State address, brought up our wonderful town and the Sustainable Beef Project?
Yes, it was fantastic. And when he did the State of the State in Lincoln, I don't know if you were watching, but he invited Mr. Briggs,
who's the CEO of Sustainable Beef,
up on the stage with
him. So cool.
As well as I'm sorry, I don't remember the name, but someone in North Omaha who's doing some great economic development in that area. So isn't it great to have so many exciting things happening in Nebraska all across the state?
Yeah, but even more exciting in Lincoln County.
Oh, it's just perfect for Lincoln County. It's
the rest of the state might not agree, but you and I will.
That's right. That's right. Everybody that's important around here agrees. So that's the important thing.
Mayor Kelleher, also at last night's North Platte City Council meeting, the conversation on a new city ordinance continued around UTVs in the city of North Platte.
That's true. If the UTV ordinance passes again in a couple weeks, it will become law, so to speak, in, I believe it's late
April
March,
or
early
May,
April, I
somewhere
can't
around there.
Somewhere when the weather gets a little warmer.
Yeah, it does not go into effect immediately after being adopted by the city council.
That's
correct. There's going to be a little bit of a grace period.
Yes. Usually, an ordinance will go into effect about 2 weeks after it's been approved. In this particular case, this one won't go into effect until, like I said, April. I believe it's April. I just don't remember off the top of my head. But anyway, gives us time to get the license plates built and things like that.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, this ordinance has more behind-the-scenes work that goes into it and is going to involve more city employees, especially at the public safety building.
Yes, yes. Well, we won't be hiring more employees, but it will be one more thing for them to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's going to change the job description maybe slightly for some of those employees.
That is correct, because they'll be doing inspections in the UTVs before they issue the license plate and that sort of thing.
You do proof of insurance, inspections of the vehicle, and ordinance number, it was the second reading last night on this ordinance, so one more reading at the February meeting. This ordinance was amended at the meeting back in January. Was it amended at all last night?
It was not amended last night.
Okay.
There was actually, I don't believe, any discussion at all about it.
Okay. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Good to have that fly right on by. And I know there's been a lot of individuals that have been heavily conversing on this matter. I was asking Councilman Lucas yesterday how often he's received some comments or questions about this, because this is something that you heard about while you were campaigning for your office.
That's correct. I had folks ask me about it when I was campaigning and where I stood on it, and generally I maintain the same position as long as we can do it safely for everyone. We don't want people getting hurt, and I don't think anyone riding UTV wants to be hurt either.
No.
So it's an easy decision as long as we can do it safely, and I think the ordinance that we mocked up, so to speak, is the one from Norfolk that they're using, and they have had no issues, at least as of a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's a good try, and if it proves to be problematic in North Platte, I'm sure the city council will choose to change it, but I don't believe we'll have significant issues.
Mayor Kelleher, anything from last night's city council meeting that you wanted to bring up that we haven't yet, sir?
I don't believe so, but just to say, 2022 is going to be another exciting year in North Platte. There's going to be a lot of things happening. We'll have a lot more discussion about the rail park. The chamber folks turned in our application for the rail park funds a few weeks ago in early January.
How awesome.
And I suppose we'll be hearing about the results of that effort sometime in the near future. And then we'll get on with the hard work of getting the rail park going. That is something that can change the future of this area if we do it and we do it well.
Generational impact.
Right. But again, we have to address our housing issues, and we have to make sure that we keep an eye on sustainable beef, make sure it happens successfully, and we have to make sure our rail park happens successfully, and then we will have successfully improved our area when we get those things in place.
Mayor Kelleher, 2022, also an election year. Obviously, there's a couple of vacant seats on the city council, but there's numerous ways to be involved with the city of North Platte rather than just running for city council. If that's something somebody wants to do, all the power to them. But there's so many different ways to be involved in the city of North Platte, including some public appointee positions.
That's correct. There's lots of different things to do. Of course, running for office is probably one of the most challenging ways to do it, but
most time consuming as well.
One of the things that surprised me about being mayor was the number of people that I have to appoint to boards and various entities like that. So if you're interested in doing something like that, there is an online application to be appointed to a board. You can specify one or just say, hey, I'm interested. And if you fill that out, it lands in a mailbox, and I keep it in a file. And I've had a couple people do it this year, everything from the library board to the planning commission.
Awesome.
And it makes it a little easier when someone tells you that they're interested and they sort of show you their qualification. Is this a good fit for this board or not? And then I think it's happened 3 times this year.
Awesome.
And in every case, I think I ended up appointing those folks to the board that they wanted because there was an open spot. So even if there's not an open board spot, go ahead and let us know you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you're interested in running for office, I encourage you to get out there and do it. Being part of the political process is an important part of maintaining mm-hmm. our republic and our democracy. And if it's something you're interested in, you should definitely do that. I also want to congratulate all the folks that plan to run in 22, regardless of their office.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time, it takes effort, and it takes a lot of your being to get out there and do it. I wouldn't say that it's necessarily the most challenging thing I've ever done, but it definitely does keep you hopping.
It'd be in that conversation.
That's correct.
Mayor Kelleher, as always, we appreciate the time you give us after city council meetings. Look forward to seeing you in February, sir.
It's going to be another great year. Thanks, Tristan.